This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on a huge victory in Bristol as the mayor pulls back council tax exemption proposal. ACORN members, leaders, and organizers were celebrating with the news that the mayor of Bristol, England, had folded under growing pressure from the ACORN campaign and shelved its proposal to eliminate exemptions for lower-income families from the council tax. ACORN's research and reports indicate that the victory protects the 16,000 poorest families in the city and blocks them having to pay £9 million, or almost $12 million. This is a huge victory, as an ACORN representative told the BristolCable.org, an online news provider there. This is a vindication of all of the hard work that ACORN members have put in over the last several months, taking on what looked like a hopeless campaign and smashing it to the ground. We can fight and we can win. So why is this so critical? The council tax is the main governmental revenue generator for local city councils in England. It's a combination of property and personal taxes, usually about 50-50. For the growing millions of private tenants, the council tax is paid by the tenant in single occupancy situations and by the landlord in multiple unit complexes, though, of course, passed on. It is a somewhat progressive tax compared to real estate taxes in the U.S. because there are multiple bands assigned by value, and there historically have been some exemptions and exceptions from full payment that reduce the amount of council tax owed on a property, depending on the occupant's income, age, employment status, health, being a full-time student, or if the property is unoccupied, according to Wikipedia. And that's the rub. Under the British government's austerity program and cutbacks in recent years, many councils have rolled back one exemption after another in order to replace revenue that they'd lost due to the central government's reductions. One report indicates that only 32 of the 353 various councils in England continue to offer full exemptions. It's in this economic and political climate that the battle was waged in Bristol when the mayor decided to remove the exemption for the poorest families, and given the rollbacks across the country, why ACORN had initially begun this fight, even knowing that it was an almost hopeless campaign. For months, though, Bristol ACORN has thrown everything they could at the mayor. There was a petition that quickly gained 4,000 signatures. ACORN issued a report in the form of briefing documents to the city councilors outlining the economic arguments against the removal of the exemption, including the belief that it would end up costing the city up to £4 million a year for various reasons if they removed the exemption. There were actions aplenty and highly visible stalls or tabling around the issue, making the campaign hard to ignore. Politically, endorsements for the campaign began rolling in, with some Labour Party councillors indicating they would publicly bolt on the vote, with others silently behind them, and the Green and Liberal Democratic parties coming on board with threats to sue because the consultation had been illegitimate, offering various ways of cutting the exemptions with no option of standing pat. Other Labour Party chapters were also preparing to endorse the ACORN campaign. The weight of all of this forced the mayor to finally retreat, handing a huge victory to the organization. The mayor claims he may come back again next year, but ACORN had a ready response and threw down the gauntlet for this fight and many to come, saying in what could become the motto of the Bristol organization, "We've done it before and we'll do it again because we are ACORN and we refuse to lose." This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.